Let's take Kathy on, and let's talk to Kathy.
Hi, John.
Welcome to The Issues, Kathy.
Thank you. It's about my sister. She called for help.
Okay.
And she did ask me, and so I do have her permission to help her with her struggles of guilt. And I'm not sure if I've missed something as far as giving her some suggestions on what to do.
Okay, so your sister has called you. She's struggling with guilt and obesity, is that right?
Right. She's had 30 years of obesity and 30 years with an autistic child.
Okay.
And she didn't want the pregnancy. She did.
Okay, her life has not turned out the way she thought.
Right.
And she's very disappointed, may even be angry about it.
Oh, yeah.
Many times turns her anger inward. Thinks she's
yeah.
not doing what she should do, and in some cases she may not be. She's asked you for help, and how can you be the helper?
I heard you mentioned to one lady about bringing a grandson out to see her rather than her going to her grandson.
I'm not sure about all that, and the little time we have left.
Okay.
The question is always, how much can we be expected to do for others what they're unwilling to do for themselves?
Okay.
See, that's the question. And if you listen to our television show on Mondays at OCN, they've been gracious to make that available to us. We don't have to pay to be there. Or if you listen to the radio broadcast, that you will hear the same message, and that is there's as much hope in this world as a responsibility each one of us are willing to assume. You can be responsible to people. You can meet them halfway. You have to be careful of not doing it all for them. You know, I mean, you can go the whole way with them as long as you're helping them become more independent of your help and assistance. You don't want to turn people into dependents to where they can't think for themselves, do for themselves, or risk for themselves. So if she needs to borrow you for a while, that's fine. But make it clear to her and clear to you that you're going to model the kind of behavior that she's going to have to expect from herself. Expect less of her and more of yourself, meaning expect less, accept her where she is, and if she stays that way, learn to love her for who she is. She'll struggle, she will be unhappy with her life, but you accept her for the risks that she's willing to take as well as the ones she doesn't. Expect more of yourself in the sense that you're not to live her life for her. Do take care of your life. Create boundaries for you. Recognize when too much is too much. Be able to say no when she's asking for things she should learn to ask for herself. Do not feel guilty or responsible for her. Always be responsible to her. Know these differences. Expect that from you. Model the right things. And maybe she'll take communion of your decisions and the way you live your life. My name is John Jolliff. I'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock with another issue of life. Thank you.